Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Well, we were just having our production meeting like 30 seconds before the show. And we were trying to figure out what the hell we want to talk about. Because this is like one of those nothing burgers. As you look on the...
What are you talking about? I am prepared. I have a whole page of things for us to talk about.
Yeah, but it's like...
Look at all this work
but
I did.
But it's no filet
mignon. Do not besmirch my prep, please.
But it's no filet mignon. It's no like...
No.
It's not roast. It's nothing juicy. It's nothing good, really. It's a lot of finger food, right?
It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right, so this is one of those days where I think we should open a buffet.
All right, buffet's open.
Hold up, Boban is still in the lead?
You didn't know that?
No. Yo, Boban is the most likable star in the history of sports.
Yeah.
This dude don't ever have to play.
Nope.
And people just love to have him
and
around.
No one expects him
to
do anything.
He's like a support dog.
Boban is like a support.
He's just great to have around. He sets the mood. One of the best actors out of all.
He's actually very funny.
You seen him on John Wick?
He bounces it. He bounces it again.
Did you see him on John Wick?
No.
He was a bad guy in John Wick. He fought John Wick. John Wick killed him with a book.
Yeah.
I need
to go back. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. How many dudes with that size ears, that tall, do you think exists in the world?
He is.
Thought it was George Muirsign?
He is an interesting looking man. But you know what? Hey, you know who else everybody loves to have around? Taj Gibson.
Ah.
Back with the Knicks again.
Bing bong.
In case of emergency, break glass.
Yeah, ain't
that's what Taj is. But he just sits in the case like this, waiting when the Knicks need him, and then they bring him out.
He's like a little action figure. Like, hey, go get Hacksaw Jim Duggan out of the wrapper.
We'll just put that out. So you get that if you're looking for whatever the depth thing is.
But when you kind of look at like what's going on, this is usually the dead period, right? When you talk about no games in between the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, this is now where most of all the coaches, and I think all the coaches that were up for jobs,
mm-hmm.
you know, lost. So they can get interviewed. You look at McDaniel that's getting interviewed. It looks like the Baltimore Ravens linebacker coach is getting interviewed for defensive coordinator job somewhere else. I wonder if McDaniel leaves, like, will the Ravens, like, hold on to him and not really grant him the interview?
It was interesting what Shefty said because of the expectations that Vrabel is going to get the Seattle job. Right?
Oh, wow.
And then that Ben,
so that puts Dan Quinn
and Ben
back.
Ben Johnson was supposed to get the...
But McDaniel is interviewing for that today.
Commander's job, right. He said that he's almost certain that one of those is not true. So while everybody was expecting something, like you said, there'll be, you know, that stuff happens. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to Magic and his group, right? Because, you know, who's the guy that from the Golden State Warriors that's leaving around?
Bob Myers
is around, so I'm sure he has a different interview process, which mm-hmm. has nothing to do about what you've accomplished as a coach, because he's not a guy that can articulate or understand, you know, what coaches do. He just can listen to a presentation and ask certain questions, pretty much like an owner asking questions to a pending coach. He doesn't really know the X and O's of football like mm-hmm. that, but, you know, he knows energy. He knows, you know, guys who are prepared and things of that sort. So, you know, like, don't underestimate what this week is all about. Because, you know, Dan Quinn potentially leaving Dallas weakens Dallas. We saw last year within the division, Steichen, and I forgot the other guy from Philadelphia that got jobs, and we saw what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to get a massive upgrade if they're going to get Kellen Moore. You got somebody that also understands the principles and rules of what they're doing in Dallas, but also a guy that maybe can open up and get Jalen Hurts away from this RPO type of game and spread things out and make them more formidable. But, you know, you talk about the others out there, right? Like, you talk about the guys out there that are head coaches, like Ron Rivera. You talk about the other guys that are out there, like Vrabel. If he doesn't get that, maybe he takes a DC job, right? Or maybe he takes a year off. But it's going to be opportunities, in my opinion, to improve this team. And last week, something that kind of like was like a kink in the armor when the Jets said, you know, when the Jets were out there, it was rumored to maybe hire Deuce McAllister, I'm sorry, Which it always makes some dudes up, man. They seem like the same dude. They ran the same too. It might be Deuce McAllister, Deuce Staley.
Deuce McBride.
No. Running backs coach. He was a running back in the league. I think it was Deuce Staley, I think. You know, but they were rumored to take him, and he said he's going to Cleveland where they fired Stump Mitchell. That was out there for all the years that they were there out in Cleveland for the last couple of years. So then I'm saying if you can't get him, then bring Stump back home because Stump was here as a running backs coach.
It was Deuce Staley who went to the Browns.
Right.
And the Jets thought they were bringing him in, but he said no thanks, and he went to the Browns instead.
And you know what that does? That concerns me. Because you know that Deuce Staley has a relationship with Joe Douglas because he was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the fact that is it going to be harder to improve this coaching staff because of the uncertainty of Robert Saleh's future and the uncertainty of even Joe Douglas' future? So, like, don't get it twisted, guys. It's major moves that are being made right now that can mean the difference in your team being good or great. Because the easiest way to weaken a team is to take their coaches.
Which is the Eagles have showed us that. And while everybody always points to the head coach, you do forget that
– spend most of your time with your coordinators and your position coaches.
And think about it. The head coach is sort of the general manager of the coaching staff, right? He's the one that hires them. Right? Most of the time, you want to finish that?
Y'all can hear that?
Yes.
Oh, let me turn my mic off.
That was, yeah. It sounded like you were enjoying it, so I just didn't know.
Well, I'm about to lose my, I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated, man. I don't know what to eat. I'm sitting here drinking broth. I got to go lose my virginity. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to be violated, so I got to make sure that I keep everything clean and light. So, you know what I'm saying? I got Mountain Valley, you know what I'm saying? In a glass bottle.
I tell everybody spring water.
Yeah, I tell everybody be careful, you know what I'm saying? You're going to drink that water. Drink it out of glass, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the chemicals when plastic is heated up emits into your water. Anyway.
No, the plastic bottle thing is very interesting actually.
Yeah.
Because everything is sold in a plastic bottle.
Yeah, even the
places that they talk about the most pure water.
Yeah, and hot-ass plastic has been sitting.
Like Essentia tries to brag about how it's the best water you could drink, and it's like, but you sell it in plastic.
Yeah, and it's been sitting in a warehouse, for a hot-ass warehouse that's a tin can for probably about 8 months.
If I get a reverse osmosis system in your house, you don't need plastic bottles anymore.
I mean, but that water's so damn bad.
What are you talking about?
Reverse osmosis. It's just Deer Park water.
No, it's not Deer Park water.
Yeah, it is.
It is tap water that has been perfectly...
Tap water's the worst water.
It has been filtered and cleansed until it's perfection.
Hey, Ray, you know what that sounds
test
like?
Test the water. There'll be nothing in it.
Ray, you know what that sounds like? You know when they talk about the people in space recycling the urine and taking the impurities out and making the water and drinking that? It's like drinking something that was bad. Oh, but we treated it.
Man, it's still
I don't care what you're talking about. I don't drink no ice cold treated.
So you think that your Valley Mountain water is really, like they hold the bottle underneath the rock as it pours into you think that's how they get the Valley Mountain water?
You know what all the animals are doing on that Valley Mountain, by the way?
Listen, let me explain, first of all, let me tell you something. Those animals are eating from the earth. They're eating grass and green. So I'd rather have their water than Allen.
Yes.
You know, smelling like ethanol because you know what I'm saying? He ain't properly hydrated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First of all, let me tell you everybody something that they don't know, right? All that Essential, I don't know if they sponsors, Smart Water, it's all tap water that's coming out of somebody's holes that they treating and they got to add to. So if they got to add it to, it's not real. Let me tell you guys why
it's shocked and ionized until there's anything that is bad is gone.
Yeah, but it's ionized.
It's
so
pure.
So what people realize ionized water is, it's electrocuted water that's designed to try and break up the molecules, but it's not the same. So you really don't get hydrated. You get full, but you don't get hydrated. So let me explain to everybody why most athletes drink spring water. You drink spring water, one, because it has to come from a spring, and they have to tell you what spring it comes from.
What spring does yours come from? What mountain spring is this from?
Ouachita Mountains.
Who? Where?
See on the back?
Let me see.
Let me read this.
Anybody out there that got spring water, they have to
First of all, you know what's good about a glass bottle of water, by the way? It stays cold.
Yeah. So anybody out there that has spring water, I want you to look in the back. They have to state where the water comes from, what mountain it comes from. Mm-hmm. They can't just say spring water. And the reason why it's so good is because it goes through, and the pH levels are natural, right? They don't add the pH levels. The pH levels, it goes through, and remember, it comes from a mountain, so it's been filtered through cracks and coming out of natural spring. So that means all the minerals and stuff and the natural metals that's good for it and coming out pure.
It's Ouachita Mountain, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm, but they don't tell you where Ouachita Mountain is.
Well, you can Google that. If somebody say, hey man, this is from Detroit, Michigan, do you got to say, hey man, well, what street is that? I'm not familiar. What's the zip code? You just know it's from Detroit.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's from Arkansas.
Ouachita is just the nickname because they'd be washing a. Never mind.
Yeah. It's from Arkansas.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, whatever mountain that is.
So Jerry Jones might have been walking around as a kid around these mountains, dropped trowel, you know, had to relieve himself on these rocks.
I'm just saying.
And now you just get to enjoy the essence of Jerry Jones every time you take a sip of this lovely Ouachita Mountain.
While you drink your tap water, Dad, if you look at your pipes in your house, it's sitting up there calcifying and breaking your pipes.
My pipes.
You put in your other pipe.
No.
That's why I clean
my pipes.
It can clog your pipes.
And your
too.
Pipes Friday will be clean.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, yeah. This what I don't understand about this colonoscopy. What is it? Was it colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy. This is actually very nice and cool. Yeah. Thanks for bringing me one, by the way.
There you go. it's too heavy. I had to carry this walking down the block. I brought this from home.
Okay.
So you see, it has a born on date too. You see right here. It tells you everything. See, it has a date. Born on.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so it's from
Garland. Sounds great. No, it
so
sounds
it's,
great.
So it's from Garland County, Arkansas.
Right.
All right, so anyway, right, so what was I talking about? Oh, this one I understand. When they doing that, and they saying you got to get flushed out, right? And they saying you got to take all this medicine. So, like, men up of a certain age starting to understand, I'm starting to approach the middle part of my life, maybe the end, I don't know, the sunset days, you know what I'm saying, the middle, I don't know. You got to go get, you know, you got to lose your virginity. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm losing my virginity. There's some guys out there, whatever. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, I don't understand.
I don't know what you're saying. Go.
Instead of taking pills and drinking stuff and letting it come out from that way, why don't they just give you a colonic? That way I can eat whatever the hell I want the day before. Give me a colonic. Spray the water holes up there. I'm knocked out. Who cares? Spray the water holes up there.
I don't
suck
know.
It all out. And then do it that way. Like, you telling me, man, you can't eat sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds because it might get stuck to the sides of your wall. Bruh, what the hell am I supposed to eat? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here drinking broth for 3 days.
Right. Yes.
I got to work out. I got no energy.
You'll be fine. You have energy, I could tell.
I don't, man.
I could tell.
I'm scared, man.
I know you are. That's all. You're just going through anxiety right
now. I'm scared.
You'll be fine.
I'm scared. I don't want to look up.
They'll have you count.
I don't want to look up.
Once you start counting, you know it's the moment.
You know.
The moment is near.
You know how they do that surgery and they have people watching the surgery. I want some witnesses there because I don't want the doctor putting on my forehead.
That's not going to happen.
He could be taking pictures, man. I want him like people put the deuce side. People
you
like.
Kinda,
I want them. Pulling it in and out, playing with it. Nah, none of that, man. I'm nervous, son.
I can tell.
I need my peoples there, man.
I can tell you're nervous.
I ain't been violated, man. Only in my romantic life, I don't play them games.
But it's not a violation. It's for health purposes.
Man, why can't they go down my throat then?
It's too long of a journey.
Well, go the long way. Sometimes you got to go the long way.
You ever had pushed in?
Yeah, man. That's why I'm nervous, though. Almost pushed in, man.
Really, you're really in it right now, aren't you? I know.
Well, let's go back to coaches, man.
Well, I was just going to try to get back to that and just say that with the Jets, like you asked the question, with the Jets, and while you're, you know, again, this is head coaching season is pretty much over, but now it's building up your coaching roster.
Yeah.
And for a head coach, you're the GM of your coaching staff a lot of times, so you're the one that picks your talent. And, you know, we saw the Giants made several moves, and we'll see what they end up doing filling those positions.
Whatever happened to Kafka?
It's just they're waiting on interviews and stuff. But, you know, offensive line coach and special teams, like they made some changes. Obviously, defensive coordinator. You wait to see the head coaching process finish, and then you see who's still remaining and see who still wants to coach and do something like that. But for the Jets.
I'm so nervous Wink going to go to Miami.
Yeah, good. Jets have had issues with their offense, and yet, because of Aaron Rodgers, they're not making a change at offensive coordinator, which is something that you would argue might be the area of the biggest concern.
Who replaced Greg Knapp?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where's Frank Wright? He has, Frank Wright was there with Joe Douglas. Like, mm-hmm. we need some more intriguing minds on the coaching staff for our teams. Yeah. We need some innovators.
I've always said that. You should always get the best.
Yeah, I mean, we need somebody that if it ain't going well, or if Aaron goes down and we got another backup in there, can create a system that's for that quarterback as well at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just say, okay, well, Aaron doesn't motion. Well, every other quarterback likes motion, needs motion shifts. When you looked at all the playoff games,
mm-hmm.
it was like watching a tennis match, right?
What do you mean?
All the shifts, motions, multiple shifts.
Okay.
Like, you know, shift fullback from tight end to fullback.
Yeah, then a lot of pre-snap motion.
Yeah, then send him in motion. Yeah. You watch the Jets, you like, why? Listen, this is what y'all going to do. Why y'all get to the line so damn late? You know what I'm saying? They get to the line like 8 seconds ago. Like they're going on a typical snap count.
But isn't that the whole idea? Because you're not going to do much movement. So why would you?
But what I'm saying is, when you just stand there, now the defense like, oh, they're in this formation. They get to do all these communications. They ain't got to worry about shift motion. Oh, Liz.
But the later I get there, the less time you have for all that stuff.
But you're not moving.
I know.
So as you come out the huddle, you got to start off on the way you're going, so it's easy.
Listen, this worked for Aaron. It doesn't work for everybody else, but it works for him. And now you've got a season coming up.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did.
Does Doc have hair, or does he just take a Sharpie and put a line in the front of his head?
Doc.
Rivers. I've been wanting to figure this out for years. I don't know if you remember the comedian Hits.
No.
Oh, man. He was on BET. He was
I do find Doc's hairline interesting.
Yeah, how you have a hairline but you got no hair behind it?
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of it, and it never seems to grow. Like, exactly. Have you ever seen it's Doc like where you're like, yo, Doc needs to get a haircut?
Yeah, it looks like the...
Is that a tattoo? Does he have like little dots tattooed?
He might, because you know girls now get their eyebrows tattooed on. So maybe he got a hairline tattoo, like where they just tattooed it in, and it's like the temporary tattoo. And then he could wipe it off after like 15 days.
Well, since we're doing the NBA thing, did you happen to see last night Lakers-Rockets? More Dylan Brooks versus LeBron.
I missed it.
Not good. Brooks got, I mean, literally going for a rebound, just smacked him right in the face.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Why LeBron ain't punching? LeBron got to kick his ass.
Well, LeBron had a lot to say after the game, which I'm sure we'll dig that up.
Here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the cleanest dudes ever, right? But that dude elbowed him, remember? Hurt him in his stomach. And we knew Kareem to be like part of the movement, you know, the civil rights movement, all that stuff. But what'd he do with him? Hit him with that two-piece.
Two-piece, yep.
After he can breathe again. Yeah. I got punched in the stomach like that in second grade. And I would never catch myself off guard. If I'm going to be bothering somebody and teasing them, so, you know, we're in line going to the bathroom. And, like, you know, like all kids in elementary understand about that bathroom line.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the kid in front of me, I'm messing with his ear, popping his ear, bam, bam, bam. He just taking it.
Yeah.
Man, he turned around and caught me with that uppercut to the stomach. Oh, I couldn't say a word.
Yep.
But, like, you know, like, you get hit in the stomach so hard that you get on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It happened to me. I think we were about the same, like, probably maybe fourth grade. I had a friend of mine who was like talking about fighting. We were friends. And so he was telling me, he's like, no. He's like, you got to be able to take a punch to the stomach. He goes, you just breathe out. He's telling me, breathe out. Ready?
Breathe out.
And he tells me, ready?
Breathe out?
Yeah. He says, breathe out.
Man.
So he goes, ready? So I'm like, yeah. And I let him, and he just like absolutely just socks me right in the stomach.
That's the worst.
Same thing.
That's the worst advice. Somebody, you breathe in.
I was in fourth grade. What do I know?
You breathe in.
We were play fighting, and he just told me that. He was like, oh, I don't know. This is what you do. And so he's like, ready, and then he hits me, and I'm like,
Did you ask him to like, all right, now your turn?
Oh yeah,
time for you to breathe out.
He had too much fun with that one.
Like, nah.
No, I couldn't breathe. I was down on one knee just trying to catch my breath. He thought it was the funniest thing. But when you brought that up, and it made me remember that. So thanks. Thanks for that. 800-919-3776. Freedom is in Patterson. Freedom!
Yo!
What's up?
Hey, Bart, take it easy. Relax. I've had the procedure done twice.
Twice?
My first time was a little scary.
Was
yeah,
it fun?
Because of my family history.
Oh, okay. Twice.
You got to be smart. Yeah.
I would sleep, you know, because of my family history. They did it the first time. And the reason they go in there, they got cameras and they check you out while you're in there. And they actually found that I had 8 polyps, but they removed them while they were in there. And they also found that I had diverticulitis.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. You can't eat no corn for you, man. Diverticulitis. Inflame your intestine. Yeah. Damn.
So that's why they go in there. You know what I mean? But you sleep, you know, you don't really feel nothing.
But what about the doctor? What if he put his and took pictures to like hold you like?
See, I don't know where you got them pictures from, but that's got me more worried.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like
now we know the movies that Bart watches when he's by himself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or like that big lawsuit in New York for that one doctor. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It got me nervous.
I forgot the same.
Listen, man, I ain't trying to be on episode 2 of
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta take it with a grain of salt, right? On the forehead or like the chemo or whatever you gotta go through.
If you don't know, it never happened, right?
You can't really go. Sometimes you can walk it off.
What you are doing right now to Freedom, thank you, Freedom, for the call. You just made Freedom now. The next time he has to go.
He go. I want my procedure videotaped.
Now he's absolutely gonna be like, I can't go now because Bart just put these images in my head that I didn't even think about.
Listen,
but now you got him thinking about it.
I want my procedure videotaped.
800-919-3776. Al is in the Bronx. What's up, Al?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
What's
sorry,
happening?
I'm in the car.
All right.
Yo, so Bart, I had this done to me a couple of years ago. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You're going to pass a lot of gas, though, the next day, but you're going
to
be all right.
Is that why they tell you to get that gas sex? So they just going to be pumping air up. They're going to be just pumping air up in me, man?
Nah, B, because, like, yo, when it go in, it goes in with air, and you got to be like, and then when you wake up, you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Why can't they suck the air out?
You don't want them in there any much longer
than they already in there.
What I'm saying, Al, like when they go in, they pushing air in. When they come out, can they pull air out?
Bro, it don't work that way, man. We can tell you a first timer. It don't work that way, bro.
You get disemboweled if they do that.
So you had uncontrollable flagellants for like a whole next day.
Yeah, I would say not even for the phone next day. You wake up for like 6 hours.
Couple minutes.
And it don't smell.
Yeah, so you see, that's all it is, Al.
Yeah, nobody's stuff smells to themselves. Yeah. What about the people around you catching strays?
It's a Saturday morning. You'll be fine.
Saturday morning, procedure's Friday.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Seriously, you'll be fine.
So, like, should I act? You know, like you get that hip stretch. Should I lay on my back and have somebody come push my legs down and just get it all out at one time?
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. The Love Boat's coming into dock.
Like, oh, snap.
Oh, what a start to the day. 800-919-3776.
Listen, this is something that resonates with our listeners.
Well, no, a lot of us have experienced this and it's a health issue.
And why am I finding out that I'm not supposed to be getting it this early?
You should. If your doctor recommends it for you,
I think
then that means you should.
He might just be trying to get some bread.
No.
See, that's the thing about being black, man. You're susceptible to everything. Like, the good thing about black, you get a nice elephantitis, you know what I'm saying? You get blessed when you're born.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Like he spends more. I think guy spends more time on the making the sausage.
You think so?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But then, like, you know, you can jump off the gym. You're athletic.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then
you get to enjoy this young life. Yeah, but when you get old, we take it all away from you.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
It's the tax.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol.
You're just paying it back. That's all.
Like gout. Like black people. When you look at anything high risk, everything like black. You just put black high risk everything.
Everything.
High risk everything.
800-919-3776.
Everything high except the credit score.
Hey. Where will we go next? That's why you want to keep listening. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, a lot of people, as a result of the NFC Championship game, have got a problem with Dan Campbell's coaching style, and you can include among them Don LaGreca yesterday on the K-Show.
And then the other thing I hear is, well, hey, wait a minute, he's aggressive. Then why did he take the points at the end of the half? If he's all about all gas, no break, he had a chance to go up 21 points at the end of the quarter.
That's
it. But he decided, I'm going to take the smart move, kick the field goal. But if it's all gas, no break, we chew knees off, then why not go for it on fourth and goal at the three and put the stake in him?
That's it.
He did the right thing, so there's not even any consistency in the aggression. What?
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew. Honey, during tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Phil Collins, by the way, is 73 years old today.
73? That's young.
And it's good that we can still celebrate him. Remember, he most recently, I think, right, he announced that he had to stop performing and touring and stuff like that. He was... you know, I mean, he's obviously getting old, but he's been dealing with some stuff. But anyways, one of the greats, right? One of the greats.
One of the greatest sports songs. It's not about sports or hype or anything. Just like
nobody knows what the song.
Nobody knows what the song about.
Nobody knows what it's about. There's all kinds of,
but it just
feels urban legends. Is there a drum solo in any song ever made that people react to more than this one?
Nah, man. This is like the ultimate air drum song.
Right.
Because I feel like no matter who you are, when you're around, you hear it, you do the air drum.
That's what I mean. Like, it's, you just are compelled to do it. Aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah. And I think it also, doesn't it also transcend, like, everything? Like, you could bring somebody from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And play that song for them. And if you played it a second time, when the drum solo hits, they would react. There's something about a beat, right?
Gets in your soul, son.
What's that?
Gets in your soul, son.
It does. It do. Where are we going?
To the callers.
You think so?
Yeah.
We don't have anything else you want to discuss?
Well, we got the Senior Bowl going on, but, you know.
That's a snooze fest, let's be honest.
Well, you got, you know, listen.
It's too early for draft. I can't do
but,
draft.
But it's not, but you also, the it's thing too is, early for draft. The thing is, you have the Jets coaching the Senior Bowl.
Ulbrich is there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's inside information.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to draft another defensive player? No.
No, what I'm saying is, look how many inside, you know, because you get to have special conversations with people, you get to know them a lot better. I used to be a part of a program that used to sponsor the Senior Bowl with Morgan Stanley. And, like, a lot of guys get to pull these guys and you get to figure out the why, right? It's not just watching them practice, but you get to talk to them and see what type of people they are. You get to watch them throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was there, I think Baker Mayfield, not Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel.
Ugh.
Like, I had Dak Prescott down there, too. I told him he looked like D. Milner. He was like, man, don't play me like that. I'm like, bro, I'm like, look, dude, I'm just having fun with you, but if you want to, like, you need to calm your ass down.
Oh, he understood why it was disrespectful. Was like
D. Milner?
Like, does Brock Purdy?
What's wrong with D. Milner? They do look alike. Okay. D. Miller's not ugly.
Did Brock Purdy play in the Senior Bowl or any of that stuff? Like, was
he might have played in East West, something like that?
Does it amaze you though that somebody like that could just slip through the cracks and yet emerge? Like, you got to admit. That's a story. Like, how many times have you heard a story like that? Seriously.
I mean,
the last guy drafted, and now he's become the guy that can unlock the entire offense, and he has led them.
Well, we've had a lot of undrafted free agents that's probably going to be Super Bowls. I mean, be Hall of Famers.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback, Bart. The CEO of the sport.
Well, Kurt Warner.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was probably an amazing story.
That's the greatest story in the world.
Yeah, that's an amazing story.
Didn't his wife, like, back in the day, remind you of the wife off of Webster?
No.
Stop it, man.
Yes, no, I'm serious.
You know what the wife from Webster looked like?
No. That's the problem.
That's why. That's okay. Why. Okay.
I thought you were going to say Annie Lennox, so I left it alone. no, but come on. The Brock Purdy story. We were talking about this before the show.
Oh, they're going to make it to a movie?
No.
Instead of the blind side, the white side?
No. Stop. What I mean is, and I asked you this yesterday, we really didn't go too much into it.
Yeah.
Why is game manager such a negative connotation?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Game manager to me.
Nick Foles.
All right.
Like, look at the non-
Nick Foles. Like, you could, was Joe Montana a game manager?
No.
What?
No.
No?
No.
How so?
He was elite.
In doing what?
Everything?
Running?
No, yeah, he had the pocket presence. Nobody. Okay. See, back in the day, running wasn't a part.
Steve Young did. That's why he replaced him.
Yeah, but Steve Young, that's why he didn't start. That's why Steve Young got kicked out of Tampa. Remember, he was drafted by Tampa.
He didn't work out there.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
that's another example how environment matters.
But Joe Montana, what was elite other than his brain? Wait, if you were going to power rank Joe Montana's skill set, wouldn't you start with his brain? His ability to process, his ability, like.
I mean, that's a fair point.
No? I mean, just tell me.
I said that's a fair point.
All right, so with Purdy, I can't understand why we continue to have these conversations about a guy who has done what he's done. And all we do is just shrug it off like, yeah, but still, he's mid. Because he doesn't run like Lamar or Josh. He doesn't throw, you know, bombs down the field like Justin Herbert
Lawrence. Look at his first 2 years versus, like, now the numbers aren't the same because we ran the ball more, but him and Sanchez were pretty much the same.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That's why Mark Sanchez is trending right now. Playoff wins in his first two seasons. Brock Purdy has 4.
Joe Flacco.
And Mark Sanchez has 4.
Joe Flacco.
Now, again, what you're waiting for, Flacco is not on this list. First two seasons.
He should, because Flacco.
Kurt Warner, 3. Tom Brady, 3. Dan Marino. Joe Burrow, 3. Dan Marino, 1.
Flacco went to the AFC Championship his first year, and I think they went to the playoffs the next year. They lost in the first round.
I'm just telling you what this says here.
I got you.
So.
Like Rex and Sanchez is going to be on some records for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But. With Purdy, like I said, if you were going to, like, if you were making a perfect quarterback, as we're looking at Tom Brady right now on McAfee, All right. What would you say is probably the first thing you want in your quarterback? The most important element that you are pouring into the mold that is the quarterback that you want?
Composure.
Okay. That fits all in the same bracket of the mental makeup, right? Because you want the toughness, the composure, but you also want that ability to process. Because to me, if you can process quickly, that gives you composure. Because what happens is, like, Lamar Jackson got sped up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He rushed.
And then you lose your composure because you're sped up, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
One goes with the other. So composure is a part of having the ability to process and to be comfortable because I see everything. You don't feel like I'm missing something or it's going too fast for me. And so to me, that part beyond the arm and the legs is the most important thing. And he's got it.
You know why? Because like the last two playoff games, Purdy looked like real below average.
Did he?
Yes. The reason why they were losing because he was playing like crap.
The first half of the
both games. Like he should have threw a pick six to Savage, hit him in the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Hit another play. I guess what? If you smart, just hang around the defender's face mask, the ball going to come to you. Because then the catch all right. by Ayuk, that should have been interception. Hit the dude in the face.
I mean, that was a – come on now.
It hit him in the face.
Yeah, but
it
wasn't
up,
like – it wasn't like he hit him in the face I was standing in front of you.
It hit him in the face.
Yes, it hit him in the face because he was twisted and turning.
Bounced off his face mask.
He was falling when it hit him in the face.
Bounced off his face mask.
Yes.
And became a 50-yard completion.
And became an incredible play.
If that's an interception, game over.
Probably. Yeah.
If Savage catches that ball,
but it didn't.
That's what I'm saying. So like, it's not like we've seen him play like dominant.
You could argue that Joe Montana overthrew Dwight Clark. Dwight Clark just made an incredible catch.
Oh God!
You could argue that,
or you can say he threw it up there when only his guy could get it.
That's right. Well, he threw it to me. Brock Purdy threw it. He didn't have the right angle. I'm gonna throw it off your face.
What is this? The McDonald's commercial with horse with yes. bird and yes.
Nothing but net.
Yeah. Off the wall, off the ceiling, nothing but net.
Listen, when you look at how about this? Let's just say locally, Zach Wilson has physical skills. Would you say that?
Yes.
What's his best physical skill?
His arm strength.
Okay. I also think he's got pretty good legs.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When he does run, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty elusive. What's the issue with him? Composure.
Yeah.
Processing. All the things that to me, if you don't have that, the other two things are useless.
But the thing is.
But if you don't have, if the other two things that you have are mediocre, but you have an elite composure, processing, and all that, you can upgrade. You can actually make the legs and the arm that are mid a lot more valuable. You can get more out of them.
But we also
just
talked about Steve Young as our example.
Well, he had elite legs.
No. Steve Young is an example of environment.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
If Zach Wilson would have came up in San Francisco.
You got to be kidding me.
He would have had the composure.
You
because
gotta
he
be kidding me.
Listen, he would have felt safe in the pocket. He would have felt like he had answers to the test. He'd have been throwing the ball quickly out of his hands.
You're telling
me handing the ball
that anybody could do what Brock Purdy's doing. That's your answer.
Pretty much. What I'm saying is.
I find that hard to believe.
What I'm saying is, outside of Zach Wilson.
Because Sam Darnold should do it. Because Sam Darnold's bigger.
Yes.
Has a bigger arm.
Yes. Yes.
But he's not.
Yes, he could.
They chose Purdy. And they weren't going to choose Purdy at the start of the season.
Hold on. You don't lose your job if you just took the team damn near
to the Super Bowl. Whispers. That was they really weren't sold on him.
Okay, okay.
And then he came into camp and they were like, nope, this is the guy.
I tell you what, we'll see about Brock Purdy when it's time when he doesn't cost $900,000.
You're right about that. I know you keep waiting for that.
Because here's the thing. Out of all the guys that start in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Yes.
All of them.
All the guys that start in the NFL.
Take that quarterback and put him in that system with that team and tell me what you got.
If
you put Jared Goff in that system, what you got?
He doesn't move.
But what do you got? Neither Jimmy G, but he had a 76% win rate.
Mm-hmm.
They still moved on from him though.
And that's why they got Trey Lance, because they wanted a guy that could run.
You want to know why?
Because they wanted a guy that could run.
So they got Brock Purdy? because he can run?
Well, they didn't get him. He was just there, and everybody got hurt, and then they played him and went, oh, you know what? He's actually really good, and when he needs to run, he can.
They also got Trey Lance because they know they had to pay a lot of expensive guys, so they wanted a cheaper version because they're cheap.
No, you're rewriting history. I remember that draft.
Listen,
we put a lot of time in that draft, and that was something that they wanted. That's why they moved up to get him.
Yes, but he
specifically
also,
him.
But he also is a cheaper version.
No, I'm not doubting that part of it. They wanted a guy.
We shall see.
Kyle Shanahan has always wanted a mobile quarterback. Okay. He's always wanted that.
Okay, we shall see what he is when it comes time to pay him. Because guess what?
I know.
They're over the cap with him at $900,000.
That's your big thing with him. So I completely understand.
Are they going to get him $30 million a year?
They're going to have to pay him the rate.
Or are they going to draft somebody else and develop that person and say our recipe to be successful is having a young, cheap quarterback and make sure we have great guys?
No, your recipe for success is a quarterback that understands your offense inside and out to a point where he's damn near flawless.
Okay. If Jacoby Brissett was in that system, would it be the same?
No.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
I love how you – look, Jacoby Brissett has had good moments. But how do you equate that? Everywhere he's been, Jacoby Brissett has never owned the starting job. He borrowed it, but he's never taken it. This guy took it to a point where they traded away a guy they drafted up to get. Don't you understand? Like, doesn't that even resonate with you? I get the contract thing. You're totally right. When it comes time to pay him, it's going to affect their cap. That I don't disagree with. But you understand, a franchise traded up to draft a quarterback in the top five.
Yeah,
they got rid of him, not because he sucked, not because...
Well, he was hurt 2 years in a row, he couldn't take the job.
And this guy won the job.
Go through the list.
And you're giving me names of guys who can't own first... This guy beat out a first-round pick for the job.
Okay, go through the list. Is he not Mac Jones?
Oh, my God.
Mac Jones played well until Bill Belichick played them old-school mind games and broke him. Remember, he was a player. He was a pro bowler.
I'm not buying that.
Mac Jones was a pro bowler his first year.
Mac Jones, you talk about the brain? You talk about the composure?
He has good brain.
Nope.
Yeah, he does.
Nope. No. No way.
They broke him.
And that's why.
He had no weapons. He got the hell beat out of him. They took a dude with a pencil that has a laminated thing. Why do you have a pencil if you have a laminated call sheet? You can't write on anything.
Well, that's how you put it in the man bun. It's a look.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a pencil, but you ain't got no paper.
It's a look, though. The pencil's there for just posterity.
So Josh Allen? I'm just saying.
Josh Allen is a different category.
Tua Tagovailoa? Prettiest balls ever.
Not sure.
You crazy. Prettiest balls ever.
Yeah, I know. He lacks composure at times.
Aaron Rodgers?
Of course. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. So let's go to the next division. Lamar Jackson.
Again.
Deshaun Watson.
MVP. I don't know what Deshaun is, honestly. I don't. No, I've all of a sudden, I don't remember him.
He can do play action and throw the ball.
I don't remember.
He's only 28.
I'm sorry, I don't remember him.
Okay. So
availability is your most important ability.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Joe Burrow?
It's Joe Burrow. Again, you're giving me names of guys who already are getting paid.
Okay. Kirk Cousins? Oh my God, Kirk Cousins throws 5,000 yards every year.
Doesn't win a lot.
Because he ain't on the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, right, because Justin Jefferson is just, dregs of the, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson.
Okay,
they really
weren't
a good offense at all.
Okay, name me three players on the offense for Minnesota. Three. Not name Kirk Cousins.
I don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he ain't got no – he got Jefferson.
He had a tight end.
He had Hockenson.
He had a great wide receiver. He had a great running back. In fact, two of them. They had a really good offensive line.
They didn't have good,
then they lost to the Giants.
They didn't have a good offensive line. And Dershaw was hurt. Okay, so, all right, let's go. Jared Goff.
You're telling me the guy's hurt. I'm telling you they had weapons.
Okay, Justin Fields?
No.
You crazy.
No.
You talk about a running quarterback.
No.
Oh, you crazy. No. RPO game with Christian McCaffrey.
I don't see the same composure.
You cray-cray.
Yeah, I think you're marginalizing a guy that deserves credit for having elite skills at something that you can't see. It's not tangible.
He's better than Ritter. I'll give you that, maybe.
Jeez, thank you.
I don't know if he's better than Will Levis.
You're talking crazy now.
No.
Why won't you give this guy any credit at all? That's the problem. You can't see it. because you can see legs, you can see an arm, but you cannot see what he's got up in his head.
I can see intangibles.
The processing.
Tom Brady was the ultimate intangible
guy.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
So was Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was not an athlete. Well, so was Eli.
Peyton had all
Eli,
the other things.
Eli wasn't an athlete.
No, Eli was a great example of somebody, but because of who he was and where he was, where he played, he was a high J, was a number one pick.
I can't believe I'm still having this argument. I'm telling you, son.
Well, let's see what the people think. 800-919-3776. Because he and Mark Sanchez have the most playoff wins in their first two seasons in the playoffs.
Listen.
Mark Sanchez is on the list.
Let's see him.
Purdy.
Let's see him somewhere else.
All right. Let's get some calls and whatnot coming up. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, let's get some calls. 800-919-3776. Get them loaded up, ready to go. Bobby Marks is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour. By the way, remember yesterday, we did drunk solo when it comes to some trade ideas, and I came up with one, and then I went to ESPN.com, and Bobby Marks had the exact same trades we'd like to see.
That needs to be a segment. And then drunk, he just drunk solo.
Drunk solo?
And we need to like figure out.
Sponsored? No, we get it sponsored. We can easily get it sponsored.
We probably can use AI. Blake.
Let's get Diageo in here.
Drunk solo. We've been waiting for you. AI, you gonna have to be here. Like, you can make an AI make fun of it.
I got a bad feeling about this. I can just say that. And just maybe that's what we do. I have like four, like drunk solo, four takes, and I take a shot after each one. Woo! So by the last take.
Like drunken master?
You know what I mean? We should do it like that. Like you and I go shot for shot with like just outrageous takes.
See, remember,
and try to outdo each other. Or how about this? You know the write each other's jokes thing that they do on SNL?
Yeah.
Write each other's takes.
Oh, that'd be dope.
We do a segment where we have to write each other's takes and you take a shot after each one.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get to the last take, like you and I, first of all, we'll probably be hysterical laughing and one of us will be on the floor.
Yeah.
And I've seen you drink.
Yeah.
It won't be me.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, all right.
Give me some Pringles.
Before we
drink
get
your ass under the table.
Pringles. Before we get, of course, back to your calls.
Superbox Bonanza!
You got to kind of...
Yeah. It's Superbox Bonanza 5. Each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card and have a chance at one of 10 Superboxes. Be caller number 5 right now at 888-987-ESPN to select a box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. It's all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. And of course, Bart Scott, you know what else?
Mm.
Security Dodge.
Wow! Come get some.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's get a couple of calls in here while we can, shall we? You know, people do want to talk about your colon. Do you want to talk to them about your colon?
Yeah, let's flush it out.
All right, Anthony's in Brookville. Anthony?
Hey, Bart.
What up?
Alan, listen, man, it's not that bad. I'm telling you.
What about the day before? All the pooping you got to do.
The day before, that's the worst thing.
See?
But my whole biggest thing was I had stomach problems. And I told my wife, now, you know, call the doctor, you know, to see, get a procedure. or something to check me out. But the biggest thing was that she made the appointment. We got a referral from a primary doctor. She went with me, and us joking around, we made it seem like, oh, you know, let's do a couple's colonoscopy.
Oh.
And you know, yeah. So,
so y'all would hold hands next to each other?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Well, no, the whole thing about it is that, you know, like when I had my procedure, you know, like she had like a meeting and everything, so she had to cancel hers, and we didn't have nobody to pick us up because you need somebody.
Oh, yeah,
she told Bart that.
You got to have somebody pick you up.
Not anymore. You can do Uber. She chickened out and let you get violated.
Yeah, no, man, you don't even... Man, you get the best sleep in your life, man. Like that, when they wake you up, you'll be all mad and everything. I said, why are you waking up?
He'll be fine, Anthony. You know what I mean? He's making too much of this as
Anthony,
usual.
Anthony, did you have gas like the other guy said when you came back the second day?
Wait to let Anthony go because Rich in North Carolina also wants to share this lovely conversation. Go ahead, Rich.
Afternoon, guys. Bar, I'll give you the best advice I've had too. The first time I got spit roasted, I had to have. Down the mouth into the stomach and then the other way.
Spit roasted, you
said?
Make
sure you only get...
Down the mouth?
Yeah. You said spit roasted?
Yeah. Okay. I had to have my stomach scope first, and then they did the colon.
Oh, they got some right, both.
So you had some serious business going on there. That's what you
Yeah, I had some issues going on.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can do, Bart, make sure your phone is charged, get wipes, pat, don't scrape, and get a little stool for your feet.
Damn.
So don't want to drink the gallon stuff. Just get the 2 little bottles. It's so much easier.
You get a squatty potty.
And it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And it is the best sleep you will ever have, like the gentleman just said before.
See that, Rich?
Hey, Alan, grew up in Valley Stream.
Okay.
And how about our Islanders, man?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Patrick Waugh is an interesting hire, and I think we will see.
Patrick Roy?
It's Waugh. We will see results soon with them. Yes. Because you can hear it from the placers. I still... Like I said, when you hear Matt Barzal talk the way he's talking, I haven't heard Matt Barzal talk like that in a while with enthusiasm.
Yeah, he's
so
very
I think just give it to see if it can have an impact before the end of the season and see if they can sneak their way in the playoffs. But I like already just the messaging and just a different vibe already that he brought, Rich. So, anyways, good to hear from you. Thanks. 800-919-3776.
So now I got to get a stool. What do you mean about the gallon or the?
I don't know about that.
12-ounce bottle.
I think it's probably you don't want to because it's not good to drink too much water in one shot.
Yeah, it's hard.
But you don't want to get dehydrated because you are gonna lose a lot of fluids. Yeah. All right. So let's go full buffet.
You got that, Jake?
Full buffet. 1 o'clock hour. Bobby Marks in 2 o'clock hour. We have all your calls to get to. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, no matter how long the Knicks are without Julius Randle, there has to be some concerns, including those from Tim Legler yesterday.
For a left-handed power player, when he's going to be in the lane, in the post, the defender is going to be on the right side of his body because that's how he's going to position himself. Great so point. The ball's on this side. So that means the chop-down action is going to come across his body. So when he's going up with two hands in the paint, most of the reaching and the contact is coming across his right arm as he's going up. Yep. That's the kind of injury you worry about coming back from his shoulder, is that force coming down on your forearm.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.